Yes, what type of responsibility do we have? And what type of creativity are we going to make? Tell me. We need total self-determination and unity and collective responsibility so that we might be able to be cooperative and do things together. We thank everybody for coming and being part of our show today, Keeping the Temple of Yahweh Part 2. It's very important as we look into these studies that we get a deeper understanding of what's actually going on in the world and around us. We've studied before some of the things that have been related to our health. Last week we studied the SAD diet, standard American diet. We looked at our temple, that we are the temple of Yahweh. And today we're going to continue from there, but very specifically we're going to be looking at some of the things that we have been reading last week from off of our website. That's www.peopleofcolor, the numeric number 1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor, the numeric number 1.com. On there, if you click on our main page, you would come to our main page, and then you would come to an area that you click on my book, People of Color in the Bible, the one I wrote, and Preliminary to Establishing a Foundation. Once you hit there, then you can easily go over to finding which specific section are we going to be looking at. We're now in the area where we talked about the effects of diet, and one thing we wanted to look at was Yahweh's raw food diet and its effect on his people. Okay. We begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and grace you've granted to us. Give us wisdom, guidance, and strength as we study, as we open your word. We ask that you might be able to open our hearts, minds, and souls of those that are listening. Open my heart, mind, and soul as I speak. Use me as a vessel that might be useful, and I might be able to relate to your people. In Yahweh's name we pray. Amen. Okay, in this section here, what we're looking at is Yahweh's raw food diet and its effect on his people. Okay, we talked before, okay? When Yahweh created Adam and Eve, they were in his image perfect. You can read that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Remember, when he created Adam and Eve, it says in the beginning, he created them. Male and female created he them. And in that particular verse, in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 27, I'll read that to you, so those who don't have their Bible open. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. So here we have that he created us in his image, male and female, not just the male and not just the female, but the both of us are made up of one, and we have what they call parts that are female and parts that are male traits, and that's what it's talking about here. Okay. Down it says they were given a particular live raw food diet called a fruitarian diet. Okay? Well, let's read that. That's in the next verse, verse 28, Genesis chapter 1. It reads, "And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it." Okay? So he's telling us, he's giving us a command to be sustainable. Sustainability is the life that he has given to us and for us to maintain the planet. As I said, he blessed them, said, be fruitful, have children, multiply, replenish the earth. That means to help the earth maintain a good, healthy feeling. Not to destroy the earth as we are doing today. So sustainability is one of the first commands he's given to us. So when people, if anybody tells you that, hey, you don't have to worry about sustainability, you can tell them that's the first command he gave to us in the beginning, to Adam and Eve. Okay, replenish the earth, make sure it reproduces. That means if you take down trees, then you need to replant trees. It means if you, whatever you use up, you put back into the earth. Replenish it and keep it alive. And subdue it. Keep it under control, not destroy it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed. Okay, so it's seed here that he's giving us the seeds. Okay, so these are the herb-bearing seeds. So those are grains and nuts. Those are the seeds. Which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. So here he has given to us the fruit of the trees which have seeds in them. Not seedless watermelons, not seedless grapes. Those are made up by man. He gave us the ones that have seeds. To you it shall be for meat. Now meat here in scripture is meaning food. It is not meaning flesh. When he talks about flesh eating, that's what he'll call it, flesh. Because that's what it is, flesh. So he did not give us flesh to eat here. We were not carnivores. We were fruitarians. Okay. And then the next thing, it says, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat or for food. And it was so. So we see here that he gave the animals a vegetarian diet because he had them eat the herbs, the green herbs, the leaves. Okay, so they were vegetarian. We were not given the greens to eat. We were only given the herbs, every seed-bearing herb, the seeds of the herbs. So we had, so that's what is called the fruitarian diet. Okay, so we see that man and animals are put on two different diets. None are eating each other. Okay? And this was in our perfect state that we were given. Okay? In the garden, they communicated with Elohim all the time. so that we just walk in the garden and communicate. Amen. When one is on a raw food diet, it opens their communication with the spiritual world. That is one of the reasons why they were able to communicate freely with Elohim. Try one of our 10-day oxygen therapy cleansing programs. You give them 3 times a year during the feast. We have one that starts in for Passover. I'm going to do one then. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We do one for Pentecost. And then we do one for the blowing of trumpets to the Day of Atonement. Okay, so anyone who's interested in being part, go to our website and it will give you the dates and when these occur. And it's www.peopleofcolor1.com. Okay, so we see here, or we could understand, that Yahweh has set up a diet, and as we follow it, it does certain things in our physical and spiritual existence. All that have been able to complete this 10-day oxygen therapy cleanse program testify that their spiritual walk took on a whole new dimension. Visit our website to read the testimony for yourselves. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com, and you would go under where it would say schedule of events. You click on there, and then it would list in there some of the events, and it would list in there also the programs that talk specifically about 10-day cleansing. Okay, so the next thing that we like to look at, because these testimonies that people have given, I think you would really enjoy. Okay. Yahweh gave one test in a garden to Adam and Eve. We were on probation. So when he created Adam and Eve, he tested them to see if they will follow, or if we'll be stiff-necked, hard-hearted, and resist Yahweh. So he gave us one test, not 10, not 20. Just gave us one. He didn't give us. So because of that, ever since then, we have all been on probation to see what we would do. Okay? So, the question is, the test that Adam and Eve were given, did they pass or did they fail? And it was the test of self-denial, temperance, and self-control over their appetite. Now you can find that in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Genesis chapter 2, we'll read that together. And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou shalt freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Okay, so here we have the command letting us know of all the things we can do, and then he lets us know that there's only every tree of the garden we can freely eat, for there is only one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that we might not eat of. And if we do disobey, then we shall surely die. Now, some people believe that we don't die, that Yahweh, we're not going to die, that we'll live forever. Either live and ever in hell or live in heaven forever. And that when you die, you go to heaven or hell. And that can't be true because he just said that you ought to surely die. Now, the devil would say you're not going to surely die. Some of it you're going to live on. And so your spirit will go, this, that, whatever they try to say. And when time when they're preaching, they'll tell you, hey, so-and-so is looking down from heaven, looking down at us. Okay, there ain't nobody looking down at you. Of course, they're not in heaven. Okay, because they're surely dead. And I think we studied under one of these studies before that to make a living soul, you need a body and you need the breath of life. And if you had the body and if you have the breath and he breathes into you, then that breath will be able to keep you alive and well. And that breath, once you don't have the breath anymore, you die, your heart starts beating. Okay. You're no longer a living soul, you're a dead soul, so you cease to exist. You only existed with those two components together. Okay? So, we talked about this before. So, everyone should know and understand what we're talking about, how that works. And so, what we want to look at now, we'll take a break so that people might be able to hear from our responses. Thank you.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sowing $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, we need self-determination, and we need to take responsibility and be creative. Yes, those are the things that we need as we grow and as we develop. So far, we've been able to clearly identify what Yahweh has given to us from when we were created perfect in His image. Made also clear to us that the animals were on a vegetarian diet and when He created us perfect, and humans were on a fruitarian diet. We also found out that when you go through 10-day cleansing programs or food diets, that your body will be clearer. Your mind should be clearer to think, your lifestyle, your communication with heaven will be clearer. We've talked a little bit about those things. And we told you where to go on the website to get some of this information and to get even books on it. And that's www.peopleofcolor.com. Okay, so we found out that Yahweh had given a command to us. We was on probation, and we failed the test, and we were supposed to practice self-control, temperance, test of self-denial, and self-control of our appetites. Okay. They sinned and failed the test, thereby plunging humanity into misery, woe, pain, and finally death. So these are the fruits of our disobedience to Yahweh in the beginning. Sin entered into the world. Death came by sin. And death passed upon all men and women, humans, children, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yahweh. We talked about the glory of Yahweh, of Him living perfectly, reflecting Himself to us, to the universe, which is the goal, which is the high calling where He is calling us to allow Him to dwell in us. Okay, we've talked a little bit about that. Did one violation of the Creator's law bring to future generations and for thousands of years or millenniums all of this misery, woe, destruction, pain, and suffering of today? Did one violation, just one? Not that it won, bring all of this. I think for something like this to have been the cause of our past and present problems, I think all should investigate this matter fully. We should really think about what happened. How is it passed on to us today? What are the implications for this? This made their diet, like the animal diet before the fall in Genesis 1, verse 30, they were now vegetarians, with mostly if not all live raw food. So in Genesis chapter 3, verse 18, we're going to see what happened when we disobey. Okay? He says that after he sinned, disobeyed Yahweh, or to be very specific, when we look in Genesis chapter 3, this is the fall. Now the serpent was more subtle than the beast of the field, which Yahweh Elohim had made. We're reading verse 1 of chapter 3. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath Elohim said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. So there we go, we have our first doubt planted into our mind. Yahweh said you can't eat it, but she's having this conversation with the serpent, and the serpent starts off questioning what Yahweh has said. If Yahweh said ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? No, he said, you can't eat of every tree. He asked the question. He said that Yahweh said, ye shall not eat of every tree. So he's saying that, hey, Yahweh is trying to starve you. And then she corrects that. No, he's not trying to starve us, because he said we can eat of everything. So he said the exact opposite in every way. First, he said, you can't eat of anything. Yahweh said you could eat of all the trees, except one. Then she adds on there, when she's communicating with him, she says that neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. It never said that if you touched it, you were going to die. It didn't say that. It says only if you eat. But she added on to it because she's having this conversation with this person who's saying, this entity who's saying, the exact opposite. So when you run across people who say the exact opposite, you know, be careful, because they might start getting into your mind and you start thinking things that do not exist. But it's in your mind. So it exists because it's in your mind. Doesn't mean that that's real. It just means that that's in your mind. Okay, so as we look at this, we should keep in mind that when we're communicating with people and you tell people, well, Yahweh has unclean animal, and we're not supposed to eat them. Oh, no, he doesn't say we can eat anything and everything. You know, it's the exact opposite of what Yahweh said. Be careful. Because they're going to talk you into that, hey, there is no such thing as clean and unclean animal. Obviously, there is. But I'm just showing you, giving you a parallel of you winding up in the same conversations again. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now, Yahweh said, you're going to surely die. He says, you're not going to surely die. So he's implying that some of you are going to live on beyond after death. And that's what is preached in the churches, that hey, something of you is looking down and looking at us, you're in a better place and all of this stuff. No, you ain't seen enough of you, you surely die. So Are we perpetuating the doctrine of immortality when Yahweh, which Lucifer is saying, that you're immortal? And Yahweh says, no, you're not immortal. You're going to surely die. Oh, you're either dead soul or you're living soul. You ain't no in between. You remember, it was two components. He made the body, and then he breathed breath into it. So the two make up a living soul. Prior to that, the breath was not a living soul. The body wasn't a living soul. So when you separate the two, you still no longer have a living soul. So you can't say that this whatever gets together. And so your living soul with the two of them, when they're two separate, when you stop breathing, the breath of life leaves you, then you no longer are a living soul. You're a dead soul. So you don't exist. Period. You're asleep as you will see it. Because in sleep, you're just nothing. It's just gone. So, when we look here, we see here that Lucifer is tricking them in that area. For Elohim, verse 5, Genesis chapter 3, for Elohim knows that in the day ye eat thereof, then ye your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, already, we will already live forever. We had the ability to, we were like Yahweh. So we was already like Yahweh. We were already a form of a god or a demigod or whatever you want to call it. We already had all of these things. So he will teach you a lie that what you have, you don't have. And what you wish to have, what you don't have, he can give you by disobeying. So you are never going to get anything by disobeying Yahweh. Okay, you're not going to get better. But it says that you will be as gods. No, that's false. So everything he's talking about is to entice the person and get them in to follow what he's saying. So we find out that they've disobeyed. And then we find out, okay, now what happens after that? In verse 18, he's talking to verse 17, we'll start off. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy woman, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So he lets us know here clearly that he has now changed our diet from a fruitarian diet to an animal diet, which is the herbs of the field. We can now eat the green herbs. So we see that we have fallen from our high state of perfection and everything, and have fallen down to the animal's level, to a vegetarian diet. And so that's where we're going to pause. Yes, for our sponsors. And when we come back, we will pick up in the same location.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical text. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding. It's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You scared a failure. You scared somebody gonna tell you no. You scared that it won't work. Now my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. And you just eat everything and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next thing, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, we will have self-determination. We will become responsible and we will be creative. Yes, and we will develop faith in God. This is our role and our mission here on planet Earth. Okay, so far we found out that Adam and Eve did fall. They were given a different diet, a diet of herbs, which gave them green diet, which made them now, we were at one time, fruitarians. After the fall, this made our diets like the animal diets, and we are now turned into vegetarians. They were now vegetarians with mostly, if not all, live or food. This was one of the main reasons why they were able to live so long in those times. Most people live to 900 and something, almost 1,000 years. It is interesting to note that the animals who are on live raw food diets today live much longer than the animals that eat flesh. They live much shorter life. Matter of fact, if you look at the intestines of the animals that eat flesh, they have a very short intestines because you don't want meat to stay in your system long. Those that are vegetarian, that they're breaking down all the vegetables and the fruits and stuff, the nuts and stuff, they have a longer digestive system, a longer intestines. And so the same things with humans. Humans have a very long intestines, not a small intestines. So we were even designed to be vegetarians, fruitarians, not carnivorous animals. Okay, so let's look at what transpired when this diet changed. Because what we're trying to do is understand about the temple that we have been given and see if we can keep it in order. It's like when you buy yourself a new car. You get yourself a car and you hopefully read the user's manual. And the user's manual is supposed to tell you where to put your gas, where to put your oil, where to put your fluid, your transmission fluid, your antifreeze, all of those different things, and changing your spark plugs. So now, if you decide that, listen, I ain't listening to this thing. I ain't got to read this thing. And I ain't ready. And somebody tells you, hey, man, over here where it says oil, don't put oil, put your gasoline in there. All right, put your antifreeze in there where it says transmission fluid. And I guarantee your car ain't going to work. Your car, before it collapse, is not going to live the life that it's supposed to live. So, the same thing. We have a user's manual, which is called the Word, the Bible, and it tells us how to live from the beginning of time to the end of time. Okay? And so, in it, it will tell you what to eat, how to treat people, where to be, how to dress. It tells you everything. Okay? So, if you have this temple, and you need this user's manual. The Bible is not a book of religion, okay? That's number one. It's a book that deals with every aspect of the human, the holistic approach, mind, body, and soul. So yes, it talks about your diet. Okay, and make sure you read all of it in context, not just read whatever they tell you, you know, but read the Old Testament as well as the New. All of it is important for you. After the flood, Elohim introduced flesh into the human diet. Ah, okay, man. We was wondering when we were going to get to that point. See? He told us that we could eat anything we want. See? Okay. All right, well, let's look and see what he says here. Okay, by the way, we look at this in Genesis chapter 9, and it talks about verse number 3. Okay. Every moving thing that liveth, that shall live. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood, therefore shall ye not eat. Okay, so he lets you know very clearly, you're not supposed to eat what? The blood. Okay, I know some people like their steak with medium rare with the blood running out. That's forbidden. And if you eat it with the blood, it's going to get you sick. And so you're wondering why you have high blood pressure, diabetes, and all that. It's real clear. That's the reason why. So don't get mixed up and try to misunderstand what he's talking about here. But he makes it crystal clear. And he talks about clean and unclean animals. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, so right here, when we talk about the human diet that was changed, okay, why did he give you that diet? Okay, let's find out. Okay, after the flood, Elohim introduced flesh into the human diet, cutting our lifespan short by 90%. And allowing us to live about 70 to 120 years. And you find that in Genesis chapter 6, verse number 3. So he decreased our lifespan. And he says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. He lets us know that, and Yahweh said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Okay? So we see here that he's cutting our lifespans from 900 and something years to what? A little over 100 years. So we lived almost 1,000 years, now I'm going to live 100 years. So that's right around 10% or 12% of your lifespan. So 90% of your lifespan or 88% of your lifespan is cut, reduced. Why? Because he says he's not going to always strive with us. So he said, well, we got to cut people's lives short, man. We can't let them live as long as they used to. Mm-hmm. It seems as if Yahweh introduced flesh into the human diet as an act of mercy to shorten our misery, pain, suffering, and sinful, destructive lives. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? Okay. So, think about it. Think about living almost 1,000 years, and now just living a little over 100 years. Is he telling us something? Are we truly understanding, or we just missing the point of what he's trying to share with us? Most never see this, but hopefully Yahweh has opened your eyes to see the
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, we thank everyone who's cooperating and helping us to get new direction, purpose, and that we will be creative in Yahweh's will. We've seen so far, we talked about three different diets so far. We talked about the diet that was given to man, which was a fruitarian diet. We see that after the fall, he was given a vegetarian diet like the animals. Then we found out that after the flood, that he needed to shorten man's life, or that we were just living so corruptly. So he decided that he would shorten our life. Now, some people might say, okay, and we read that. Now, we would like to realize that, okay, did Yahweh teach humans about clean and unclean animals? Did they know about clean and unclean animals before the flood? And did they know about them? Yes, because those are the sanitation department. Everybody knows the sanitation department, eh? Okay? So, if we read in Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, it reads, "And Yahweh said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by seven, the male and his female. And the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by seven, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth." So here we have Yahweh sharing with us, with Adam and Eve, with Noah and all of them. Everybody knew what clean and unclean animals were. One is the sanitation department. Just like we have the sanitation department today. We have them come and they pick up all the trash. We have the sanitation department clean all up all of our garbage. Also, inside of the sea, you have catfish and you have snails and all these different things. They clean up the earth. They have the pig, the swine on the earth, and the vultures and so forth. So all of those things are to clean up. So if there's a dead deer or dead animal and so forth, then the bugs and the vultures will come and they'll eat it up. And so they were not created to be eaten. They were created to be a sanitation department. But now, if you're going to sit there and go eat in a garbage can, then of course you're going to die. Of course you're going to get diseases and all the rest of that, because your body's not made for that. Okay? So, this is what he's talking about. So, also, you can read in Leviticus chapter 11. It goes through all of the different clean and unclean animals for you, so that you can understand what they are. And here, this is just an example of some right here. It says in verse 7, "And the swine, though he divideth the hoof and is cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you." Okay? And it says, "Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcasses shall not touch. They are unclean unto you." Okay, he talks about the same things with the fish in the sea, that your, what we call it, all of our lobsters and crabs and shrimps and all the stuff that our delicacies of Babylon. So, okay, so hopefully we understand some of this right now at this point. Okay, and so we're able to see that this is our transition diet to shorten our life. Now, if you're not smart enough and he doesn't teach you and train you that these are killing you, then, you know, That's why you need to communicate with him, not have that man as an intercessor between you and your creator. You need to be directly connected to him so he can tell you directly what he wants you to do. Okay, so we saw that 90% of our lifespans have been cut because of sin and because Yahweh put us on this new diet and he allowed us to live between 70 and 100 years old. It seems as if Yahweh introduced flesh into the human diet as an act of mercy to shorten our misery, pain, suffering, and sinful destructive activities and lifestyle. The next test, okay, recorded in scripture was during the Exodus when Yahweh introduced the Israelites to a new diet. While they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. It was supposed to be a 40-day moving into the in the wilderness, into Canaan. But we were stiff-necked, uncircumcised, and hard, and always do resist the Holy Spirit. So that generation did not go. Elohim fed them with manna from heaven, but the people wanted flesh to eat. What? Have we caught on yet? So he's introducing them to a new lifestyle. And they say, no, listen, we want flesh to eat. We don't want no more of this meat. We don't want no more of this manna. We don't want none of this heavenly food that you've given to us. That is not what we want. And so, you know, Yahweh, in his mercy, he allowed that to happen. And, you know, be careful what you ask for. You might get. Is it what he wants for you? No. You're just going to be stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hard. He knows that you'd be going to disobey anyway. He says, all right, whatever. Here it is. Now, what is the benefit of the circumstances for? Okay. So, what we will see here is that another test is given to us. We are now freed from the Exodus. We're now free from slavery. Now he wants to teach us a whole new lifestyle. And one of them is a diet. So he gives us this. And notice what happens in Numbers chapter 11, verses 18 through 20. And say unto the people, sanctify yourselves again tomorrow. And ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ear of Yahweh, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt, in slavery, in Babylon, a Babylonian diet. Therefore, Yahweh will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. He didn't say, well, he's going to give it to you. Ye shall eat flesh, ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days. No 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out of your nostrils, and it be loathsome to you. Because, why? Because thou, because that ye have despised Yahweh, which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt? So you see what is going on here? Okay? Now, as you read down a little more, we're going to get down to verse 31. And notice what has happened. Again, we failed the test on self-denial, self-control, temperance, and appetite. Elohim sent a plague or disease among the people, or curse, same thing that we have today, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, that's what they are, curses, that's what they are, plagues, that's what they are, diseases, that's what they are, illnesses, okay? And while the flesh was still in their mouth, the fattest of them were killed by this plague, or disease, or illness, or curse, whichever phrase you like to use. All right, let's read it. Numbers chapter 11, verse 31 through 33. And there went forth a wind from Yahweh, and brought quail from the sea, and let them fall on the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on that side, around about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quail. He that gathered least gathered 10 omers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves around the camp. And while the flesh was yet in their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of Yahweh was kindled against the people. And Yahweh smote the people with a very great plague. Okay? So there it is. So that's what it brings. Death, curse, plague, disease, illness, whatever you want to call it. That's what he allowed to happen to them. Okay? So we've been able to see the different diets that he's been trying to put us on, and us, our disobedience, obeying or disobeying. Okay? So we see that disease, curses, illnesses have all occurred. We see the numbers because of their diet change. This is similar to the promise Elohim gave Adam and Eve. He said, when they eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they shall surely die. This same test was given to Daniel and the 3 Hebrew boys, or children. They chose to go on some type of 10-day live wolf cleansing program instead of partaking of the slave master's, the king's diet, and the delicacies of Babylon. You can read this in Daniel chapter 1. We're going to look at this next week. After the 10-day allotment that they were given, they were evaluated and compared to the other Hebrews that were eating the king's food, eating the delicacies of Babylon. And it was found out that they were better looking, healthier, and smarter. And they continued this for 3.5 years during their training, like we go to college for 3.5 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years to get a degree. And when they graduated, they were 10 times smarter than everyone who taught them and everyone else in the entire country. So you tell me, I tested this 10-day cleanse program, 21-day cleanse program, all of these different programs, and I've seen that this, that Yahweh has given to us, what Yahweh had given to these people was deep. What Yahweh has, and what Yahweh is trying to share with us is that, hey, I have given you different things, and the test that started this mess through appetite for Adam and Eve, that it was picked up, it was trying to be given to us again at the Exodus when we left and we rebelled against it. It was given to us, and it was when we went in Babylonian captivity, they tried to take it from us, and it was held up by Daniel and the 3 Hebrew worthies. Then it was passed on, and now it's being a test in our day also. And the last test would be the mark of the beast. You will not be able to buy or sell except you have the mark of the beast. So, yeah, as we look through history, look, we will see it consistently. We saw that the first test that was given to Yeshua, when he was tested in Luke chapter 4, talks about him, and the first test was change these stones into bread. First test. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of that man. We found it with John the Baptist, a man who was filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb, and it was saying that he lived in wilderness and he lived on a special diet. Same thing. So we see these things keep occurring. And so we have to decide Is this important or is it not? Lucifer would have you believe, and the churches would have you believe, and many people would have you believe, that it doesn't matter. But when you go to the doctor's office, when you have high blood pressure, diabetes, that's what they do. They take you off that unclean food. Why, or do they know more than what's already in the Bible? It's already there. There's no more pork. Stay away from the swine. Stay away from the shrimp. And blah. All of these things that arrive at a blood pressure, Yahweh's already told us that. Why do we have to wait for man to tell us the same thing? And so we need to try to get some type of purpose, some type of responsibility. We need to take responsibility of our lives. We need to understand how to cooperate with Yahweh. We need to have self-determination and the responsibility of obeying and create a new lifestyle for our people so that we might know which way to go and unite under truth, not error. But we pray that you might understand and that you might be able to be with us at our next study. Amen. Praise Him.